and welcome to XYZ's Christmas 2025 podcast. It's come to the end of the year and it's time for a bit of fun and joviality here at XYZ. So we thought we'd do a little bit of a review on what's happened this year at XYZ and a few other little Christmassy bits as well. So thank you for joining us on the podcast. If you subscribe, it's great to see you yet again. If this is your first time watching us, then we hope you enjoy this bit of fun and festive frivolity, I suppose is the right word. And please join us in the coming year to watch even more fun from XYZ. So over the last few months, we've presented these podcasts and talked about all different bits of XYZ products and features and functions. So I thought to start with, we should do a little bit of a review of the year. So I invited some very close friends of mine to join us again, starting with Mark Hickson, who's the applications team leader here, James Shaw, who's in charge of quality, the quality manager, and the last podcast we did was with Peter Griffiths, who's our service manager here. So time has passed on since we did some of those podcasts. So I thought it would be nice just to start with to just review where we are with what we've done. So I think, Mark, we should start with you, really, because you were one of the first ones we did. The Grinch of the pack, by the way, is not here. Have you noticed Mr. Jones, our sales manager, is not here?
Oh, yes.
So I'm classing him as the Grinch in this Christmas episode. So we'll have to catch up with him at another time. So, Mark, you were in the second podcast we did, and it was mainly focused on the 400 UMC, the new product that we've launched. So really what's happened from the apps team point of view in terms of the 400 since we did our podcast a few months ago?
Well, it's been a really busy time with the 400 UMC. So we had our press seminar day, and then shortly following on, we had our customer seminar day down here in Devon in November. And then a couple of weeks later, we've just had our seminar in the Nuneaton showroom, all of which were well attended and some great feedback come from them.
Yeah, it was really good to see a lot of people coming along. And of course, the seminars weren't just about the 400. It was also about automation and using AI software within the control. But I think people are starting to wanting to see how they can get more out of their machines, aren't they? So it was, like you said, it was greatly attended.
Yes.
So for you, in terms of demonstration wise, have you enjoyed showing the machine off?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've already got another, I think, four or five demos to do on that very machine before Christmas.
But I think more importantly, we've actually got sales of the product as well, haven't we?
We have, yes.
I noticed that we've already dispatched some machines out, so they're already going out in the field. And I think it was quite interesting that some of the orders have not come from general manufacturing, they've come from education. John Aspinall, our educational salesman, has done a really good job in promoting the product, and he's got some orders for us as well, hasn't he?
He certainly has. There's one in the building already, and there's one on the way.
Yeah, so and some of those orders, they've spec'd the machine up really to the top level, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So that's really good. So I'm glad you've enjoyed going around the country, Mark, and showing off this product, because it really is a product that we are proud of. So
yes,
that's been a great thing to do. So James, I'm going to come to you now. You were the willing participant in the third podcast that we did, which was all about quality, which I found absolutely fascinating, what we do here in the background. And I know you had a group of people here the other week, showing them around the factory and having lots of meetings. So what were they in all about?
Yeah, they were our external auditors, Mike.
Ooh.
So we did our surveillance audit, which we get done every year. And then every third year, we have a recertification.
Okay.
So this was our first surveillance audit. So last year, we did a recertification, which is a bit more of a major audit, where they start looking at lots of processes and procedures and all the bits that we talked about in our previous podcast. And this one was a surveillance audit. So technically, it was 3 days, but we had two auditors for the first day, and then just one on the second day.
So not so much pressure this time around then?
Not so much, no. So they looked at the quality and the environmental business management systems that we have, and we looked at things like procedures. And one of the examples actually is we looked at a customer lead. So when someone has either emailed sales or rung in to XYZ and they've said, I'm interested in a particular product that we have, how that is created into a lead, that then gets forwarded onto the salesman. Salesman then quotes. How that quote then gets processed in XYZ, the machine's built, and we actually looked at physical machines that were out on the shop floor here that were ready to go. And we saw the whole trail come all the way through and went through every single procedure.
So it sounds like you've had a busy few months since we did our podcast.
I have. We've also been doing quite a lot on facilities as well. XYZ are part of an electric car buying scheme, as it were. And we've had quite a lot of people uptake on that, to the point where we're actually looking at getting 6 additional chargers. So we're looking at getting 6 new electric chargers. So that's a big thing for the building. We're also looking at building a whole new unit next door to our factory.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting, really. It's going to be another 30,000 square foot, I believe. It's a fair old size of unit that we're going to attach out the side of our factory here to enable us to be stocking more machines and react quicker to customers' inquiries and be able to deliver machines a lot quicker because we carry them in stock. Which, you know, when you're in the subcontract market, I think particularly when you get an order, you want the capacity to be able to do that really, really quick. Which will be really good for Peter here because you'll be whamming the boys out, commissioning and doing the rest of it. Yeah. So that does bring me to Peter. So we only recently did our podcast with you, Peter. One of the key points about that was the customer portal. So I presume you are in full rollout mode of that now.
Yes, we are. Yes. We've worked on the development side of it. And we've had some great feedback from customers. We've made a few little tweaks and changes to it. But we're in full rollout now. And customers are starting to sign up for that.
If they want to sign up for that, do they need to contact our service department here at XYZ?
Yeah, just give us a call or an email into the service inbox, and then we can get you signed up for that straight away.
Yeah, okay. So any other exciting developments in service in the last few weeks that we need to know about, or is it just business as usual?
Business as usual, I'm afraid, which is all good. So we've had an awful lot of commissioning work being carried out, which is good news for everyone. And we've been working close with James's team, like you say, on the 400 and development of that. So we've got a couple of our engineers on the development team for that as well.
So you're looking forward to January and February when the snow comes down and your guys can't get around to look after people's machines then, aren't you?
And create
the backlog. That's what you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
So we are at that time of year, gentlemen, where Christmas is just on the horizon. And for many engineering companies, one of the best things about Christmas is not having dinner with your in-laws or opening the presents. It's the fact that you're not at work for very often about a week and a half, isn't it? So it's nice to be able to have the break. And everybody turns the factories off, turns the machines off. They have a really good break. Looking forward to coming back in 2026. And this sometimes causes a few issues for businesses because they have got their machines off term for a certain amount of time. So any of you three guys got any top tips for people if you're going to turn your machine off on Christmas Eve or whatever and come back on the 2nd of Jan? Is there anything that they can do to make their life a little bit easier, do you think, when they turn the machine off so that when they come back, we're all ready to start cutting metal again?
I think one of the basic points is, you know, making sure the tools are at the spindle, you know, not to leave those in there. If you have some warning messages on the machines, reference to backup batteries, make sure they're all changed before you go away.
Yeah.
And just making sure the machine's nice and clean before you go away.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we've always done, especially when I worked up at Nuneaton a few years ago. We always used to make sure there was no residue coolant left on the table. Yeah. Give it a WD-40 or a very light oil on the table. There was nothing worse than coming back on the 2nd of Jan. You open the door and there's a very rusty table. I think it's a bit of a not a great start to the new year, I think, that if that's the case, isn't it? And I guess from your side, Mark, you're going to be saying to people, make sure you've backed your programs up, you've backed your tools up if you need to do, just so. And it's easy enough to do that. And if people don't know how to do that backing up sequence, they can contact us here at XYZ, either through service or through programming, and they can have all that backup ready to go, ready for that start of the new year.
Yeah. And also just add as well, make sure your workshop's nice and warm before you start to switching on in the new year.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the things. If it's a cold workshop, putting all the machines on instantly has a lot of drain on the electrical power. Is that right, James?
Yeah. If you turn them all on at exactly the same time, some of them have got big transformers in it and they can have a large inrush current. So yeah, it's better to sequentially turn them on one by one.
Yeah, I'm sure most operators would like to hear that. Turn them on gradually. One
probably
at a time.
Will actually. Yeah. And then obviously you can run your warm up cycles, etc. So yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure that's all done. And also, we've got good stock of our Prototrack refurbished items as well, ready, just in case anything happens.
Hopefully we never have to use, touch wood.
Fingers crossed, but if you do, then you can ring up, get one next day, we can speak to service and they can get in
at
the nearest convenience, normally pretty quickly. And we can sort that out.
Now, in my experience, we break up for Christmas, and before we know it, we've had Christmas dinner, we've had Boxing Day, and before you know it, you're back at work. It's the holiday just flies so quick. I know some people around this table have rather an extended Christmas holiday, don't they, Mark?
Well,
they save their holiday. They like this time of year, and they like to have a very long holiday. Fair play to you. I prefer mine in the summer, but there you go.
Mark still has his in the summer as well.
I've noticed this as well, Peter. I have noticed this as well.
Yeah. I think the same holidays as everybody else.
No, we don't believe that for a minute. We don't believe that for a minute. So 2026 will be upon us very, very soon. And I think for you, Mark, that's going to be a very busy start to the year. We're exhibiting at a number of shows early start of the year, with the big one, of course, being MAC at the NEC. So which shows are we doing apart from the MAC show in Birmingham?
Well, the first one we've got is the beginning of February, and that's Southern Manufacturing at the Farnborough Exhibition Centre. We're taking six machines there. We've got the 400 UMC. We've got the 65 HD Turning Centre. We've got the 500 LR. And then on the Prototrack side, we've got the RLX 355, we've got the RMX 3500, and then we've got the 750 TMC.
Now, I quite like Southern Manufacturing in terms of the, it's growing, it's getting a bigger show every year, but it's still quite a nice feel to that show. There's a lot of closeness to people, if that's the right thing to say, that, you know, people can get round that show pretty easily, but there's still a lot to see, you know. And with that amount of machines on our stand, there's going to be a lot to come and talk to XYZ about and see what the latest development, the 400 UMC that we've already mentioned, is going to be there, of course, plus some other stuff. And I guess you'll be cutting metal?
We will be cutting metal, we certainly will, yes.
So that will show people the power and strength of our machines and everything.
Yes.
So you'll get that one out of the way beginning of February, and then the big one, of course. So what's the dates of MAC?
The dates of MAC are the middle of April. I don't know the dates exactly.
Wouldn't have thought, Japs? He would have known the day. You can tell Christmas he's coming. I think he's already had a bit of the Christmas plonk myself. But you know,
he's probably got it booked off.
He probably has got the time booked off, Peter. Yeah, that's probably right. Now, big stand though, Mark, isn't it? Big stand.
Yes, there is. We've got. I'm going to have to read them because there's that many machines there. So first off, we've got the 400 UMC with automation, set in its own like little workshop area. And then around it with the other Siemens machines, we've got the 800 HD, which is going to be fitted with probes. We've got the 500 LR. We've got the 65 LTYS subspindle turning centre. We've got the CT52 LR. And then boxed in the middle of all those machines, we're going to have a service engineer's van with the doors open at the back for customers to go in and see everything that's in there.
Did you know this, Peter?
I did know this.
So does that mean one of your guys has got the week off the road?
No.
Oh, right. Okay, that's good then. I was worried somebody will be...
Bought a van especially.
Or is he just going to sit in the van all week in the NEC and just like swan around saying, look at my van?
Yeah, no, believe it or not. It is one of the vans will be there. Fully kitted with all of our parts, so customers can see exactly what we carry and what we have on offer. Yeah. So
I think that's something we've not done before, and I think that's a great thing to show the backup and the service that we support.
Yeah. So now that's just one half of the stand. On the opposite side of the stand, we've got all our Prototrack range. So we've got the RLX 1630, the 425. We got the KMX 2000, KMX 2500, our new model three-axis KMX machine. We've got the RMX 3500, the 5000, the 2-op, the 750 TMC, and the 1000 TMC.
Sounds to me, I'm glad you got all them out without a breath, sounds to me like there's going to be some very busy people up in Birmingham from the 20th to the 24th of April.
Well done.
So, it's just come to me, it came in a flash to me. So, those dates, your guys are going to have to be in there, Peter. Lots of commissioning that week and decommissioning at the end, of course.
Lots of setting up every weekend and breakdown.
Yeah. And so we look forward to seeing you all there in Birmingham. Come along, say hello. To be fair, you won't have much of a choice, really, because we are located right next to the registration desk inside the hall. So we will be one of the first stands that you will see there. But do come along and say hello, have a look at the product and see how XYZ can probably help you become more efficient in your workshop and see what the latest developments are. If you haven't got time to come down to a showroom, come to MAC, come and see us and come and say hello. So for me, Christmas time in terms of work as it's tainted from my apprenticeship days, if I'm honest, chaps.
Do you remember that far back?
I do remember it that far back, Peter. Thanks for telling me it's a long while ago. There was a 7 in the year number when I started work as an apprentice. Yeah, so the first number after that was, I'm not going to tell you. And my apprenticeship was tainted with a few bad memories, to be fair, because in those days, health and safety wasn't quite as crazy as it is now. And one of my things about Christmas is that where I did my apprenticeship was a transformer manufacturer. I won't name who they are to stop shaming them. But if you were on the section where the transformers were to put together, we had a very large crane like we have here at XYZ to move the machines around. And what the guys, the TimeServe guys used to do, if you were working with them come up to Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve, what the buggers would do is they would get your boiler suit and they'd slit the back. And then on Christmas Eve, they'd wait for an appropriate time, chase you around the shop, get hold of you, put your boiler suit on the jib of the crane and lift you up and make you sing a Christmas carol. Now, that's not a very nice thing to do, is it? But the plus side of it was, if you conformed and you sang a Christmas carol, when we went up the pub at 12:30, that breakup day, you were the first one with a pint in your hand, which... We were perhaps under 18 years of age at that point, but never mind, we won't mention that either. So fair play to the boys. Although they had a bit of fun with us, they always respected that if you did it, then, you know, you were the first one that had the reward when you got down the pub or whatever. Now, James is too young to have had anything silly happen to him because health and safety came into that before then.
I'm safe, yeah. I've been wrapped in bubble wrap my whole life.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, we might change that here at XYZ. We might have to change that this year for you. We can sort that out. Now, you're of a vintage mark where you're a little bit nearer towards my age than James's age.
Yeah.
So was there anything happened to you when you were young that you tarnishes Christmas for you as a workplace thing?
Well, in actual fact, it was almost identical to your story. But mine, they were going to take it actually further. So back in my younger days, before I had a beard, I was told I had more than a passing resemblance to a famous Welsh choir boy. And so
the guy walked in the air.
Yeah, he did walk in the air, yes. So I worked for a hydraulic press manufacturer in Salford, and the guys there were quite merciless, and they were going to put me in a choir boy's uniform and hang me up on the crane and make me sing Walking in the Air. But I must confess, I phoned in sick that day and didn't do it.
Oh. Well, what a skiver. What a skiver.
Another day off.
Didn't get a beer.
Another day off.
No beer either.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dear me. Engineering's not good. Now then, Peter, you must have some stories that have tarnished your life because you haven't always been in the engineering element.
No.
We've brought you from the dark side into the light side by coming to XYZ. So, in the automotive game, were they as daft as the engineers are for me and Mark, or were they a bit more sensible?
Well, Christmas wasn't really such a shutdown, to be honest. So we only ever had a couple of days off the bank holidays, and then you're back in. But yeah, there was definitely some tricks played. Listening to rattles in the back of a car, being locked in the boot, being driven around, listening for a rattle, being put in a parts cage. Wheeled out to the valeting bay and getting very wet and cold. Yeah, and not being able to move. So yeah, various things like that. Really.
You wouldn't believe that it's the season of goodwill to all men, would you, when all this stuff goes on? So I'm sure you're all looking forward to Christmas break, having a bit of time off, some more than others, because they've got a bit more time off. So what's the plans for Christmas then, chaps? What's your plans, Mark?
My family's up north, up in the Manchester Bolton area, so we always go and spend a long weekend up there, which we're doing on the weekend of the 19th, because I finish early, as previously mentioned.
You know that, boys, he finishes early for Christmas.
And when we come back, it's a quiet, traditional Christmas at home. Love watching Christmas movies. I'll be doing some drinking some port, eating some mince pies. And
so, favourite Christmas film?
I would say probably the most traditional one I like is It's a Wonderful Life. Mm.
Yeah. And what about you, James? You've got young children, so different to me and Mark.
I'm actually off to see Father Christmas tomorrow.
So, are you?
Yeah, we're going to have a lovely time.
Are you going to sit on his knee and tell him what you want? Or?
Yeah, UMC 400, I think. With an RMP 600, yeah. But yeah, we're going to have a quiet one as well, actually. We normally end up rushing around from my family, the wife's family, back and forth. So this year we just decided we're just going to stick with the four of us just at home.
Oh, very nice. Very nice, yeah. Are the kids early risers? Will they be up early?
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
Probably 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Oh. But the problem is they're never going to sleep the night before, though, do they? That's the problem.
Mine are actually pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah, ooh, Christmas Eve, they're pretty good, yeah.
Wow. All right. My daughter, 1 year, she did not go to sleep till about 2 o'clock, and then literally, like you said, 5 o'clock. He's been. And then, of course, Christmas afternoon, you've had your full dinner, and it's... You nod off, don't you? Yeah. And what about you, Peter? What do you do for Christmas?
Just a quiet one for me. Yeah. At home with the family. So, just same as always, which is quite nice. So, yeah, we'll be watching movies.
Yeah.
Opening presents. And,
your favourite movie?
It's probably Home Alone, to be honest.
Yeah, that's Home Alone. It's got to be my choice. But Home Alone, the very first one. Yeah. The others just aren't quite as good. Home Alone for me, that's definitely a watch in our house. Yeah. What about you, James? What do your kids tend to watch?
They're into these new ones now that are all on Netflix.
Right.
Called This Christmas or something. That's what they watch all the time. But they watch it even when it's not Christmas. So January, February, March, we're watching
it. You're sick
of
it by come Christmas then.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So it sounds, guys, that we're all going to be set up for a great Christmas, which is fantastic. We've had a fantastic year here at XYZ for lots of reasons. The things that we've talked about in the podcast have been really good. It's been a development year for us yet again. New portal. Continuing the ISO 14001 and things like that. And of course, Mark, you've always got your hands full with new product and stuff like that. So I think we're all deserving of the rest here. So finally, I think just to wrap up this year, we'd just like to say to everybody, we hope that all our viewers and all our listeners have a great Christmas and New Year. Enjoy the time off. Let's hope that the business side of what happens in the UK is getting better so we can all move forward and do all of that. So if you've not caught up with some of the past episodes over the Christmas break, if you're a little bit bored, need to get away from the family, all the podcasts are there on YouTube or through your favourite audio channel. Have a listen, have a watch. We always need feedback from you guys. The feedback's coming good now, so we're getting some topics. Like I've said, next year I've got some interesting things to show you guys. So, but feed us back. We need to know what you want to know about. So really, from the team here at XYZ, we'd just like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.